Hey everyone, it is Chomp Panos here and I'm coming to you live from Liverpool, and behind me I have realestate.com. Doris and Satish have got their teams here. We've got around 100 real estate agents. Guys, can I get a big shout out and a big wave? Yay! Alrighty, guys and girls. The topic we're talking about is getting more listings. You see, out here in the Southwest, we have a problem. It is a chronic shortage of listings. So the first thing I'm gonna say is, when you've got a chronic shortage of listings, the first thing you do is focus on the solution. Never focus on the problem. And remember, the market sets the market. Don't worry about things you can't control. Worry about what's controllable. You can't control the amount of stock that is coming onto the market, but you can control on what you choose to do each day while you're at the office. So what I'm going to do with you is share with you 7 things. And to the audience here, may I suggest that you take your pen and paper out, because what I'm going to do is give you 7 methods to actually be getting more listings. Method number one is make sure that you've got the best open houses in the marketplace. And your open houses begin on Friday night, because on Friday night, you've packed all your pointer boards and all your open house boards, and you've put them in your car. And then when you drive to work at 7:30 on Saturday, you have them up. Because on a Saturday, you want to run the suburb. So open houses is the first method. The second thing I'll say to you about open houses is you must ask the best quality questions, and I'm going to run through some of them. Are you buying or browsing? Is this your first or second purchase in the area? What brings you here today? How is the sale of your place going? Open houses also means that you must be the fastest to get back to people at an open. And what do? You call them on a Saturday afternoon. Number two, the second method is making sure that you are working your database better than anyone else. A database should have 3 categories: A, B, C. A's are people that are coming on the market in the next 60 days. B's are people that are coming on the market from 2 months to 12 months. And C's is everyone else. And what you do is every day you are calling your database and saying the following: Hi, it's Tom Panos from XY Real Estate. I know you're not selling right now, and I'm going to be brief. The reason I'm calling is because number 27 Smith Street has just been sold, and I wanted to keep you up to date. So one of the reasons you call is to keep them updated with what's happening in the market. The second reason why you give people a call is you have some news. It could be interest rates. It could be council has changed the laws. So databasing is number 2. Number 3. The third method of getting listings is to make sure that you are the best at vendor paid advertising. Because if you're really good at vendor paid advertising, you've got a lot of marketing. And a lot of marketing gets you a lot of appraisals. And a lot of appraisals gets you a lot of listings. And never forget this, guys and girls, down the camera. It's not who you know, it's who knows you. And your job in real estate is to outmarket the competition, because I'm telling you, it is a brand game in 2020. And if you're dominating, if you got the most stock on realestate.com, if you got the most stock on the sold section, you're winning the social proof game and you're on the shopping list. Critical strategy. What number am I up to, Maddie? Number four is the following. You must work what I call shot callers, influencers, Call them what you like. These people can actually push business your way. They're lawyers, accountants, doctors, loan brokers. They're sometimes it's the local street sergeant, I call them. You know that person that sits outside the house? Always out the front staring. Just sitting there. They've got all the information. They're the ones that you go past and they say, "Did you hear the argument last night?" Well, they won't last. Guys and girls, influencers is number four. Number five, expired listings. Do you realize a property that has been on the market for 60 days has got a sign on their forehead saying, "We're unhappy. We have not sold." Expired listings is your next method. It is the fastest method to get immediate seller appointments. Now, I know some markets that are red hot don't have that many expireds, but do yourself a favor. Whatever data program you're going, you can go to the day 60 tab and look at every property that has been on the market for 60 days. The next thing is this. I call it your network of 100 people. Every person has 100 people. Every person has 100 people that they know. And they have 100 people that they know. And they have 100 people that they know. So you know what happens? You're super nice to one person. And that person tells another person who tells another person that says, "Use Theo from Alliance. He's a nice guy." And 3 years later, you get a phone call that says, "Hey Theo, you know some friends of ours?" And I'm telling you, every person you meet is that next big opportunity. Guys, do you realize as human beings, we're like neurons. We're connected. You might think we're not connected. You might think you're only connected to your family, but we're like neurons. We're connected to 100 people who know 100 people who know 100 people who know 100 people who know 100 people. And before you know it, there are millions of people that we're connected with. And in the world that we live in now, where there are no more blind dates in business, where people go off and do a digital interview in a moment, where people can go and find out about you on social media, everything you're doing is bringing you closer to millions and millions of people. And the last method I'm going to share with you that's going to help you get more listings is this. What if you just did this? What if from day one, when you entered real estate, every time you sold the property, and I sold one to Robert, and I show up at the final inspection before settlement. You know when you go to that final meeting when they do the pre-settlement inspection? And I went over and I said, "Robert, mate, it's a gorgeous house. And what I've done for you is I've got three names of people that live in the street. They're mobile. If you get stuck, they're waiting for you to call. They're good people. In addition to that, here's a $100 voucher. Tomorrow, when you move in, breakfast and coffee is on me. And by the way, Robert, I want to let you know, for the life of while you're living in this house, I'm going to be popping over every February to give you a health update on the value of your home." Guess what? You sell 30 properties in your first year, you got 30 appraisals for your second year because you've committed to him. You sell 30 properties in your second year, you got 30 appraisals from the first year and 30 from the second. That makes it 60. 30 in the third year, that's 90. Do you understand? By year 10, all you're doing is popping appraisals to people, giving them updates on the value of their home. That's how you play the real estate game, guys and girls. And there's a great saying, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is today. And if you haven't been doing it, you start today.